There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to episode 35 of the Battlecast. I'm your host, Seth Vilo, here with, as always, brilliant minds to talk about all things battling and general stuff. So first off, we have Mr. P. McGee joining us as usual.
Hello, hello.
And also Mr. R. Sigma, the living encyclopedia.
Hello, I think I'm going to be here next week or next month, too.
Awesome, yeah. Because next month is going to be a fun one. I know that I'm kind of spoiling it a little bit for you guys, but next month we're going over, hopefully, if rules come out, some BSS... No, VGC, pardon me. Some VGC stuff, so stay tuned for that.
It's the same ban list, it's fine.
Yeah.
This is true.
It pretty much
For some reason they share it.
That's weird, but oh well.
Considering the format would have started by then, I feel like we'll have the rules by then.
I hope so. But yeah, we're responding to a little bit of the Puckle feedback survey. You guys wanted to hear a little bit more of that, so we're going to expand my brain, and you get to watch Seth learn how these metagames work next month. But this month, I still am at the wheel of the ship, so... We are going over the new year and the new tiers and things like that for one more time. It's only been 2 weeks since the last episode that you got to hear me ramble on about Draft League, so now that we're on the new schedule, we've got the just regular tiers to look forward to. But what have you guys been up to in general? I know that there's been one thing on all of our minds here recently that just ended as of recording a few hours ago, and that was Draft League.
Indeed. Well, for you, I don't get to suffer through it until Saturday, and that's going to be brutal. It's like a three-hour sprint to get 10 things that somehow work together. I did very, very poorly last time. within five minutes of free agency opening, I'd already gotten rid of like three things. So I'm hoping to improve. That's the goal, improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I gotta say, I am a big fan of slow draft personally, just because it gives me so much more time to respond. I felt like it was much more solid. I didn't have a lot of snap decisions, and Linian had a whole lot of time to talk me out of stupid ideas. So that's
you
a
guys
good
got
thing.
Your you guys got Colossal. I'm really really happy for you. I'm really hoping
no,
you
I
guys
got Malmetal.
Season.
I'm excited. I hope it does something fun. I wouldn't shut up about it between Lydia and me talking about everything. It meshes well with what we've got, I think. I mean, we'll find out.
You
it's
guys
probably
going
to be garbage.
You guys got two modes. It works in both modes. I'm excited.
Uh-huh. I'm excited to do the Meteor Beam Steam Engine someday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Meteor Beam, win the game.
Oh no, don't use Fire Blast on my Virizion. You fool! But before I give away all my strategies that are probably blatantly obvious, how about you, Sigma? What have you been up to?
Let's see, getting ready for Players Cup 3 qualification this weekend? We'll see.
Oh, I forgot to sign up. Shoot.
You can still sign up. We're recording this.
Oh, I can? Well, I'm still going to forget for the next 24 hours and not do it, but it's good to know I still have 24 more hours to get it together.
23 and a half. You have 23 and a half. People listening to this when it comes out have a little less time than that. If they listen to it right when it comes out.
If you catch it right when it drops.
At 12:03.
I mean, you have until like 7 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, so it's not awful, but yeah, that's okay. What I'm looking at. Though I kind of prefer the TCG way of going about it instead of waiting a month to hear if you actually qualified or not. Mm-hmm. You get to watch your rank go up. So
I've wanted to do the TCG one. I've just every time that I think that it's happening, if I'm understanding it correctly, I have stuff going on that weekend. So I've just been missing out the whole time.
Well, the qualification is just like, here's a month, 50 games, play or 50 tournaments, play them.
Mm-hmm.
And you get points for wins, and it's like, oh, okay. And you watch the leaderboard go up. And it's like, oh, okay, I know where I am in the North America, so I know if I qualify or not.
I need to get in on this again. I need to educate myself. I've been so lazy because there haven't been in-person events.
Luckily, decks have not changed since like the last one, except Colossal's a deck, but that's TCG, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's kind of popped up out of nowhere. It can get like 400 HP, right? That thing's a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's buff padding, plus the stone energy, plus it's just thick to begin with. Goodness gracious. But before I go on too much of a TCG tangent, this is Battlecast. I need to keep my Puckle Plus show straight. So we're going to head right on into the topic, which is going to be huge and split over like a couple little bits. It's tier topic. We've had a couple of those, so we will be right back with the tier topic. All aboard. It's time for the topic. And we're back, and we're changing it up. Like the song says, started from the bottom, now we're here. We are starting this time with the PU tier instead of going the other way around, because we want to save all the good talk for the OU Uber area, where a lot of fun stuff is happening, and UU, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. So we are starting with PU, and I'll just go ahead and truck through these real fast for you guys. The recent bans in PU tier are Indeedee Female, Sirfetch'd, Machamp, Duraludon, Kingdra, Exploud, Raichu, Alola, Sceptile, and Tauros, and a couple other things that were lost with just general month-to-month tier shifts are Golurk, Sigilyph, Vileplume, and Quagsire. Hey, so
it's that time of the year that Quagsire disappears from PU.
Uh-huh. And
that makes us
it'll be
steady
back.
Rise.
It'll be back next time. That's fine.
It will be. That's mostly on UU to blame for that, but we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah. I mean, it's the way of the water ground type. Sometimes it surges, sometimes it doesn't.
Uh-huh. I imagine we're going to see a Gastrodon thing happen here soon. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's the life of the water ground type. That's how it works.
It really is.
It ebbs and flows.
It goes up to OU or UU, then it drops back down to PU because grass types fill the tiers between. So.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of things that were banned or some of the bigger ones that were banned, namely Sirfetch'd and Machamp, are big old ugly fighting types. And a lot of people down in PU... There are so many fightings down here, and there are so few things that really stop them, because a lot of the fairies are higher up or something like that, and ghosts now, a couple
ghosts
of the fighting
without
things
pursuit get to
lost.
Go higher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're Sirfetch'd, you don't care, and you just click close combat.
Well,
exactly.
You're gone now. Doesn't matter.
He's gone now.
That's part of the reason why. And look at the things that it lost with just natural usage. Golurk, Sigilyph, and Vileplume. Which all are fantastic counters to fighting types. They're gone, so now they're running even more rampant than they were before. There's phrases like the fighting type menace and the fighting scourge that are very common in the threads because there are just so many of them, and they're all very good.
Yeah, and you just don't have things to resist anymore, and it's like, oh,
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Like, a couple that really stood out. One that's kind of in my heart is Scrafty. That was one of the first things I bred when I figured out how to do it in Gen 5. But
I've always liked Scrafty.
It's got
I've
a wild amount of sets. Mm-hmm. And it kind of cheats because it can Dragon Dance Rest with shed skin or bulk up with shed skin or intimidate to be even bulkier. Like, it's wild. It can do a whole lot of things. And with, as we said, fairies not being as prevalent, Fighting Dark is very good coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also Gallade, because one of the things that counters fighting types that's still left is Weezing, and Gallade just don't care about that thing.
I mean, Gallade's one of the Pokemon that was originally able to break Sword and Shield because you could teach it too many TRs and egg moves. So,
mm-hmm.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Yeah, its move pool is wacky.
It's because it has everything Gardevoir has plus physical attacks.
Oh, that's true.
Like Will-O-Wisp, Shadow Sneak, Destiny Bond, even.
Wait, he gets Will-O-Wisp? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Everything Gardevoir
has. That's my draft plan now.
Don't worry, it still doesn't have a defense stat.
Yeah, no. Even a burned opponent's going to do a lot. But Scarf Passimian continues to be the best revenge killer in the tier. It
makes
has been
sense.
For a long time.
I was going to say, it used to be like an RU all-star, so I'm not surprised it does well down here.
Mm-hmm. And another one that's particularly notable on my list is Toxicroak. It's got that really weird typing that serves it incredibly well. It can bulk up to really take advantage of said typing. And it is immune to water moves, which is very important in a tier that still has Fischious Rend in it.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh. I remember when he was showing up in OU for a hot minute as like an offensive counter. It was weird times.
Uh-huh. Those were weird times. Dracovish did a number on the tier. I'm glad it's gone. That stupid fish. But at least Arctivish isn't nearly as bad. Like, there aren't as many multipliers on it because it relies on Slush Rush to actually do its job.
Yeah.
I mean, 55 speed job is boost. 55 speed is a sad place.
Mm-hmm.
Even with double speed. It's like, yeah. Okay.
It's still very good at 55 speed when it's just naturally doubled by hail because Vanillix is down here. And that can be ugly. Arctivish is making people run a lot of water immunities, just like Dracovish before it. Vaporeon is popular for that reason. The aforementioned Toxicroak. Quagsire was probably used. Yeah.
Why is Vaporeon down here? This is sad. This is just really sad.
Remember when Vaporeon was OU?
I remember when it was UU for the longest time. Now it has Splinter mm-hmm. and it's in PU.
I know, right?
I don't understand things anymore.
I remember running Gyarados in Gen 4 OU and Vaporeon ate my lunch because I couldn't damage it. Oh well. Rest talk
Whip.
Dragon Dance Gyarados for the win. Yeah, now you have Power Whip, but eh.
Yeah, I know.
Those who draft Gyarados, rest talk Dragon Dance, do it. If you don't see a water immunity, bop them. But anyway, on top of that, Words are important. On top of fighting types being all over the place, another thing that's all over is grass types, specifically two big ones. There was Vileplume. It's gone, as we mentioned. But Roserade is still down here. And Roserade is about, pun intended, the most toxic thing the tier has ever seen. It's kind of got it all. It's got enough speed to do its job in a tier full of slow things. I think 90, 95.
It has 90 speed, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure it's 90. It's got 125 special attack, which is very good down here. Very powerful base moves to go on top of that, like Leaf Storm, Sludge Bomb. Not a lot can switch into those two moves safely.
No.
And then if you want to go more supportive, it's got Sleep Powder, it's got Spikes, it's got Toxic Spikes. The defensive typing is excellent for coming in on a lot of threats down here, like the aforementioned fighting types that are everywhere. you at least resist the move. So even though you don't have the best defense, you still come in and threaten them back immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of discussion about Roserade specifically being way too much for the tier. A lot of people in the council down there think that it might be the most broken thing the tier has ever touched. So, yeah, expect either a vote or some kind of action on Roserade soon, I would say. From the chatter going around, it's imminent. It might even be this weekend or next that something is voted on for Roserade.
Aww.
So keep ears to the ground, and until that time, leaf storm the crap out of anything in front of you. The other thing is something that Linian and I see as a very useful member of our draft team, and that is Virizion, which kind of trades a little bit of the lethality of Roserade for speed and better coverage moves. So instead of being 90, you're 108. Instead of having sleep powder, you just swords dance or work up or just go life orb mixed fully. You can synthesis and taunt to just be annoying. Air Slash actually did a big, huge help for Virizion, which I think it just got this generation. Is that correct, guys?
It's a TM now, so yeah.
That sounds right.
I think
I knew it got some move.
I think it's like the Airstream option that Terrakion has.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's why Kobalion is seen in like VGC, because it gets bounce. So it can stay physical.
What the heck?
Terrakion does not have bounce. It has air slash. If it wants to run airstream, it's awkward.
That's really weird. I'm excited to learn all about that nonsense next month, really. Because like that doesn't even click in my brain. And I'm so excited to learn. Flying move equals good. Doesn't matter what the move is.
I don't think people actually run air slash on their Terrakions. It's just its only option if it wants an airstream.
I've seen bounce on Kobalion because I've been airstreamed by them before. So that's actually good to know how that happens.
Yes.
Fascinating.
How weird. How very weird. But yeah, Virizion's very good for cracking things open. It's like tame Roserade a little bit. So yeah, that's something else that's kind of being discussed. But I think Roserade's going to have something done. And then Virizion will just fill that hole that Roserade left, just less efficiently. So grass types, yay! And Vileplume was good until it got too good and just left by itself.
I mean, Sapsipper's really nice. Strength Sap. Yeah.
One of my favorite moves.
It's a really cool move. It makes Corsola annoying before like things destroyed it.
Before knockoff came back?
Returned.
Yeah.
That still makes me angry. Game Freak, if you listen to Battlecast, have a move set reset on anything that touches Gen 9. Thank you. I will hand removed. You my Clefable soft boiled if I can run Corsola. So yeah, that is the grass types of the tier. There are a couple other things that are going crazy, like Archaeops is one fun one. Beg pardon?
I said it has dual wingbeat now, right?
Does it?
Yeah, but who needs
that
one? You just meteor beam. Who cares about dual wingbeat?
I mean, that's your other option. Yeah, meteor beam. And then
its special attack stat is not bad.
Its special attack's 112. It's
no,
not
yeah. attacks. Like move pool wise. I feel like it's mostly I bet it has heat wave. I'm pretty sure it does actually.
It's got flying. Wings.
Most
so
birds
I think
get
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it now does have heat wave. I'm
perfect.
Looking.
Perfect.
It's got it. But for the most part, it's flying alongside Edgequake because the only thing right now that exists that resists it that's relevant is Virizion, but that's not coming in on a flying move. I guess Bronzong technically resists it too. There is no Breloom right now. Those are the things that come to mind that resist that combination. And none of them particularly like Archaeops.
None of them want to do a wing beat.
Yeah. So that's something that's really good. Its speed tier is incredible for down here. So it can crack things open real easily.
Good old Archaeops.
Yeah, Archaeops is quite a fun thing. I hope that someday they give it a different ability.
Anything. Give it a nerve. It's a happy boy.
Because it's not that broken anymore. Like it used to be. I get it. But not anymore.
Aqua Jet, with Bullet Urshifu's Punch. Around. I get just plenty of things kill it.
Uh-huh. 140 is not that impressive an attack anymore, guys. It's fine.
No, they fixed it literally the very next generation when they introduced Megas. Then Archaeops was irrelevant with that stat.
And when they took away the Flying Gem, quite frankly, that really did a number on
losing
it.
Acrobatics. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because previously you could just bop something with Acrobatics. Then it made sense. But now that Flying Gem's gone, I think Defeatist has been way too much of a damper on it for far too long.
I mean, it's got a 110 speed and a 140 attack, and we're talking about it in PU. I think that says it all.
Right. Rock typing, kids. Yay. So any other things on PU, guys, or shall we ascend the ladder?
Ascension.
Ascension.
Ascension it is, then. We are up to NU. And not much has happened ban-wise. The two that went through are Toxtricity and Porygon Z.
Makes
some
sense.
Lethal special attackers.
Yeah. Things lethal that get wall breakers with boom bursts and try attack.
Boosted abilities. Cool. Yeah. Makes sense.
I mean, Toxtricity was hanging out at OU for a while. That it's even gotten to NU was something to see.
Mm-hmm. Was it DLC 2 that finally killed it, or was it DLC 1? I forget.
I think it came back to life with DLC 1 because it started running the mix combination with Drain Punch to beat up the Chanseys and Blisties.
Yeah, so that's what it was.
You were seeing some shift gears with Drain Punch and like Boom Burst, so it had like a little mix set, and it was just decimating. It was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I got obliterated by it so many times because I like to run Chansey, and Chansey can't beat that set.
No, neither can Chance. Neither can Blissbro.
No
tips.
No. Please stay down. Please stay low down here. I'm very happy with where you're
boys
at. Right
and
now,
girls, run Toxtricity and OU again. The time has come.
Don't let Landorus intimidate you. You're fine, buddy.
Explode on it. Scream at it very loudly. You will be fine. Honestly, it could tear through OU really badly right now.
There's
not
a
whole
window
lot
for
stops it.
It.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking NU. There is a little bit of stabilization now. It looks like the big, huge drops that we've been seeing happen are now going to a 3-month schedule again, like it used to be. So it's a lot more stable. That's why there were only those two bans in the last couple of weeks, because other than those two being just berserk, it's pretty good. There is a suspect test going on, however, and that is for Sigilyph.
Didn't this happen,
Sigilyph,
or is this
is
RU?
Wacky. I find it funny how it immediately left PU to get suspected in NU.
Is that what happened? Well, didn't it get suspected in RU or NU before? Like, I remember trying to do a Sigilyph suspect test literally a couple months ago. I can't remember what tier it was, and that's why I did poorly, because I didn't actually know how to play the tier. I just thought Sigilyph was interesting. I could have sworn it was just suspect tested.
I'm pretty sure it was. I remember it happening, and I don't remember what the results were, but it didn't get banned. Yeah.
It survived. I just find it funny that the same thing's being tested twice so quickly.
In a totally different tier.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. Like, if you look at the thing, it is absolutely bananas with what it can do. There are so many sets that you can run with it. Regular Calm Mind to just boost up and go to town. You can do the slightly memey, but honestly still very good Psycho Shift Flame Orb set. Mm-hmm.
I remember that. That was a fun time.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite randoms set. I love getting Sigilyph in randoms.
I'm kind of amazed Psycho Shift survived moves being deleted.
Right?
Yeah.
Because this is the only place I see it ever is on a Sigilyph.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well be the signature move.
Mm-hmm. Basically. But anything with stored power, anything with cosmic power.
Subsets
that are just annoying. It's got a lot, and that's just with Magic Guard. Like, that's just with that ability. Its other ability, which I totally forgot about, is Tinted Lens. So if you resist psychic, no, you don't. If you resist flying, no, you don't. So just slap some choice specs on this thing and go to town on what would normally be a counter. Yeah. Goodbye, Lunatone. You actually don't resist flying.
You don't have a special defense, Duraludon? That's funny.
Yeah. So it's that prediction that's kind of impossible to do until you've seen it take out a Mon or two that makes it really hard to deal with down there. And it gets all the bird-type coverage, like Heat Wave and things like that, that are important.
I think it has, like, Giga Drain, too, or something weird like that.
I believe it. Sigilyph is weird enough that it probably has that.
Sigilyph got tested in RU in September. That's what happened. I had to know.
RU in September. Thank you for checking that.
And 4 months later, it's being tested again in a whole new tier.
Yep. I don't know if it'll be banned. I couldn't get a good feel on it from reading through the current suspect thread. It's a toss-up, really. There are a fair number of checks. There's dark types. Those help because unlike a lot of things, I don't think it gets things like Focus Blast or anything like that. It has to rely on its flying typing to get past the dark types.
Yeah.
So if you have something stupid like a Guzzlord that just doesn't care about psychic and has enough HP to tank something and can fire back, that's the important part. You can always fire back on a Sigilyph unless you've let it get cosmic powers, in which case that's your fault. But kind of like my theory on how to kill a Toxapex, just hit it. Don't try just to be tricky. Just hit it. It doesn't quite have the bulk it needs to really stick around forever. Magic Guard is helpful, but it doesn't have the inherent bulk to actually absorb moves thrown at it. So, yeah. Other things are other dark types like Pangoro and Drapion. Pangoro's got to watch for the flying moves, but it's possible still. And then for the flying moves, you've got things like Gigalith to come in and not only absorb that move, but set up Sand to support itself absorbing special moves as well as the rest of the team. Doesn't help against the Sigilyph directly because it's got Magic Guard in most cases, but it helps the rest of the team possibly take it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What after Toxtricity's ban do you think filled the hole, though? Take a wild guess.
I don't know. Let's say a fossil. Fossils seem to be troublesome right now.
That is an excellent guess, because Tyrantrum is actually filling the void, weirdly enough, that Toxtricity left in the form of a weird typing wall breaker. So,
it can Dragon Dance, right?
Yes, it can.
It has decent coverage. It has the fangs, which are passable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has Strong Jaw fangs, which is slightly more than passable.
Doesn't it have Rock Head, too?
Yeah, Rockhead Head Smash, as absolutely it does.
Yeah, it can
That's what's primarily filling that gap of what Toxtricity left behind. It's physical, yes, but it's doing the same thing as like Choice Specs, Boom Burst. Break things. That's all it needs to do. So that's a fun one. Tyrantrum's always something that I thought had potential because I was also a fan of Head Smash Aggron in Gen 4. So... Aggron's cooler than Tyrantrum, though. Just saying. Sue me.
I don't know. I kind of like Tyrantrum, especially with the shiny being like super blue.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. It's my second favorite fossil.
But the last thing that I wanted to mention is if you want Sigilyph but hate dying, then Cresselia is the Mon for you. And that's part of the argument on why Sigilyph is fine, because we have to deal with Cresselia at the same time as we have to deal with Sigilyph. And Cresselia counters Sigilyph in most cases. So what it does is very similar to just Calm Mind Sigil. It's very one-dimensional. That's another difference between it and Sigil. It comes in, it sub-Calm Mind Storm-powered Moonlights. That's it.
Gross.
Absolutely gross.
As long as if you don't have a dark type and you can't hit it hard, you kind of just lose. That's good to know.
Yeah, it just doesn't die. And you can do Moonlight to heal up, kind of like Roost for Sigilyph, but you have far fewer of them. And yeah, so that might be something that not only keeps Sigilyph in the tier, but it also might be something that's banned next, because is this a broken checks broken situation that we're having down here? Who knows? Like, we can keep Faramosa because Urshifu takes it out. No, that's not the, same. That's broken checks broken. We don't do that. Bring Zamazenta down into OU because we have Urshifu to crack past it. No, sir. Not only is that wrong, but...
I'm pretty sure Urshifu loses that fight, but...
It absolutely loses that fight. If Choice Band Adamant Max Attack Earthquake from a Lander Aetherian can't one-shot a Zamazenta, yeah. There's your threshold, kiddos. Here I go, talking about a different tier again. We're supposed to be talking about the next one up the ladder. Are you? I'm a goober. So, are you? What was banned? Nothing.
Yay.
Easy.
Yay.
It's again,
healthy.
This is
healthy format. Yay.
Exactly, Sigma. Everything is stabilizing. We're finally getting things in the tiers that they belong in. So... it's finally not being, you know, it's not like 50 Pokemon are dropping from one tier to the next. That's finally done. ZU exists for that reason. All the Silvallis are down there.
It'd be funny if I didn't see a graphic with like 10 of them dropping.
I know. That's the problem. How many are there down there now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 of the 18 Silvallis are in
ZU. Those are just
ZU.
The ones newly down there.
Yeah. There might be more.
Oh my God. Poor
Game Freak, why? You done him wrong.
They're just chilling next to Shuckle.
They even made him better this gen, too, because they made multi-attack like actually a good move.
Uh-huh.
Right?
It needs a recovery move, and it needs the drive to give a 20% boost like the plates. That would do it.
I mean, you could literally just give it recover, and it's probably better off, because then it can serve as like an actual defensive option.
Uh-huh. As opposed to having to rely on rest or wish. Yeah, that would be nuts.
It can actually wish. I didn't know it could wish.
It cannot. But
it needs wish passing.
A wish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't even
the
wish.
Steel one.
No,
the steel one's probably doing fine somewhere. Like
honestly, the steel one's probably high up.
It's probably an NU. It's probably an NU. I don't know what other one would be up, but the steel one's doing okay, I'm sure.
Yeah, steel's been consistently the highest as alongside fairy.
Yeah. No. So. Yeah, I can't tell the shades.
Yeah.
I can't
that's
either.
Like dick and poison.
That's a red one. That's probably fire. The green one we know.
It's like it's so green. So.
I know. The environmentally friendly one right there. But anyway, we're talking RU, and as far as things dropping, the most interesting thing were two drops into the tier from UU to RU. Those are Incineroar and Magnezone.
So what happened to Incineroar? I thought he was like causing havoc in UU for a bit. How did he fall apart?
More Pokemon.
I think it's just that UU is now
also Blaziken.
Old
Blaziken
OU.
Was there.
Oh.
Yeah, Blaziken was up there too, so that made it just drop off the radar.
That's true. And then I guess, never mind, he got banned out. I thought, what was it, Galarian Zapdos was there for a minute, but it might have been banned out.
Yeah, it got banned up. Yeah. It was banned before the Blaziken. It was quick banned.
That's for the best.
Uh-huh. But still, that tamped Incineroar usage down really well, so it now lives in RU.
It might get to go back up, who knows?
Yeah, it might fluctuate a little bit, but it's doing good where it is now.
It used to live here. It used to live here.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
Before Parting Shot, but it used to live here.
Mm-hmm. But it's doing a good job down here. People have been apparently dying for a Chandelure counter, and Incineroar does exactly that. So,
oh yeah,
that is a good thing.
Ignore Stab, and then its best coverage moves are like Psychic Energy Ball. Doesn't care about those either.
Uh-huh.
Oof.
It can't burn it either, so haha. And it gets fired back right with a knockoff, so Chandelure's not safe at all from this thing. And Incineroar's just really good at supporting the team as a whole. I've used it in OU occasionally, and it's pretty good overall. It's a fun Spectrier check, I would say.
Oh, it is it's a passable Pokemon.
Yeah.
When you're not in doubles, where it's the best thing you could be using, but you know.
The number one used Pokemon in the world. No, it's good though. Like Parting Shot, U-turn, if you don't want to be taunt bait, knockoff and just status moves. It's good.
It's hard to deal with. I remember I tried UU when it was popular, and like I just got walled by it hard, so I believe it.
And then the Fallen King, poor Magnezone in RU. That is just...
I'm reading your notes on this. It can't trap any steals because they just kill it.
They can't. It can't trap any of them that are here. Like, the steals that are down here that are relevant are Cobalion, no. Steelix, super no. Registeel, which has Earthquake. Metagross, same story, different verse. It's got Earthquake, too. It can't do its job at all. Cobalion can even Volt Switch out of it just to rub it in.
Oh, Magnezone, how far you have fallen.
How far you have fallen, indeed. Rip Hidden Power, I hate that move, and apparently that's the only thing that kept Magnezone semi-relevant.
Magnezone
It hits hard, it just needs to hit a certain coverage hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't.
Magnezone has had a hard few months. It got to come back in on a cart too, because it got banned. Amazingly, it got banned.
Yeah,
and now it's irrelevant in cart. No one uses it anywhere, so it just sucks there too now. Poor Magnezone.
It's kind of having to do the same thing that it doesn't owe you to survive, which is run Max Defense, Iron Defense, Body Press.
Oh, I'm a
Magnezone. I have the highest special attack of like almost all the normal electric types, and I have to base off my defense stat to do damage.
It really just needed some kind of fire move.
Anything. But there's there's no passable fire moves it could have even gotten.
That makes thematic sense.
I think they need to make like a specific move for it to turn another type move into a fire move if it used it against a steel type. That would be interesting. But
or something. One fun thing might be like something to do with electric burns, where it's like a fire type move but can paralyze. That might be cool in the future.
I was thinking like either an electric or a steel type move that turns into a fire type move if it's used against other steel types. Maybe steel types, so that way they can't switch in on it.
Okay, so like our freeze dry but for a new type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
We need, that's how they address like bulky water. They're like, you can't be bulky water anymore on these ice types because they get freeze dry.
And the distribution is nice and low, so it's really niche.
It's niche, but it's nice to exist. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
and
Mr.
Most
Rhyme
of the right things have
terrifying.
It.
Yeah. Q-Rem, for instance. A monster.
Auroras.
Yeah.
Not really.
And then there's
Auroras.
Halucha with Flying Press.
No one talks
about
it.
I forgot about that move.
Halucha doesn't even run that.
Bulky Halucha that people were starting to run in OU to counter Urshifu would do Flying Press because even with minimal attack investment, it one-shot Urshifu because it was double super effective.
Ah, there's the type combination.
Too bad that's not relevant anymore. Oh,
ha ha!
Spoiler.
Rip.
Yeah, I know. I mean, people should know by now.
Know.
I've been
they
screaming in the
know.
Forums.
The panda's dead. It's fine. They're close to extinction. It's okay.
I posted the crab rave meme. It's fine. But other things that are happening in RU, Toxtricity, because we can't stop talking about it, is lethal here because Specs Boom Burst and Overdrive is stupid. And the most relevant ground type in RU by usage is Seismitoad, and it eats it for breakfast with Specs Boom Burst.
Like most things.
So, I mean, yeah, like most everything, except Ferrothorn until it drain punches you.
A lot of things don't take this Max Boom Burst very well.
No. No, indeed. It's basic. I've heard some people in the forums refer to it as Mega Exploud.
That's a fair comparison.
It's sad that X-Plod.
Yeah.
It's sad X-Plod doesn't have that ability. Oh, well.
I mean, I don't know. Punk Rock is pretty good for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Maze Boom Burst, a 210 attack every time it's used.
And Overdrive, too.
And Overdrive. There's
and makes
there's
it
kind
of a counter to itself, in a sense.
Oh, yeah, because it's half effective. Yeah, that's an odd thing.
Uh-huh.
Good luck, Toxicity. I hope you have fun.
Until it's used in RU because of... not RU. OU because of us.
It'll rise again.
What are we doing? It will rise.
I mean, I'm actually surprised. We'll talk about it, I'm sure. But I'm surprised it hasn't yet because obviously you have to address Spectrier. So everyone's running Chanseys and Blissey's now. And Toxicity feeds on those if you run that mix set.
Yeah. I feel like the thing that would keep it back is Galarian Slowking. But I'll have to run Calx. We'll run some Calx.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out. Man, that should be the Pokemon of the episode. But we don't do that here. Last thing in RU that's really making a lot of steam is Zarud, specifically the banded one that just bounces all over the place. It feels a lot like Gen 4 Flygon, where it comes in, U-turns out, and goes to the sweeper that takes most advantage of the situation. One thing that I've seen is apparently a lot of things that like to come in on Zarud really hate Barbarical. So yeah. Banded Zarud, U-turns out, goes to Barbarical to start the Shell Smash. Hooray. But yeah, that's a different Zarud set than I've ever run. I've always done the bulk up jungle healing set because I like to think of that as the perfect sweeper. Yeah, it is a really fun set. Oh no, I'm burned. What'll I do?
I forgot. I started playing in UU and picked up a team that wasn't using him. And I was like, I had a Will-O-Wisp. So I was like, oh, here's one of those. I'll just burn it real quick. And then I felt pretty good and was just trying to play my next move and casually letting it bulk up because when it gets burned, it can't do anything. And then in jungle healing.
Why does it keep doing it?
Mistakes were made.
Oh, no. Why does it keep bulking up? Maybe it's to get past the burn. Oh, no. that's such a fun move. Like, I thought it sucked. It still kind of sucks, but it's still really cool. Because, like, sub-rest or rest setup move has been one of my favorite ways to sweep for a long time. I did it back in Gen 4 with Gyarados. I've done it with Zygarde, Rest Talk, Dragon Dance, Thousand Arrows. And that just compresses all of that in one move. So, ho-hum. But that is RU, which gets us first through the first three. So we are going to take one quick little break, and we'll be right back at you with more tiers going from the opposite direction. So we'll be right back. And welcome back. We're continuing on our tiering, except we're starting from the top this time. We are starting with the Uber tier and working our way down through the last three that we have left. And we mentioned it last time that it was probably going to begin soon, but the Zacian crowned form suspect test is well underway, and it ends on Saturday of this week as of recording. And that's January 16th for those who listen to this later. And what do you guys think? I have a general feel on what's probably going to happen.
I have never heard anything good said about the health of the format with Zacian in it. So.
Yeah.
Is he the first ban of Gen 8?
Of Gen 8, yes.
I mean, unless after Dynamax.
Unless you count Dynamax, and I guess...
Yeah. But the first, like, individual Pokemon, like, that's, like, a legit kicked out. I mean, obviously, we're not talking, like, Eternamax, Eternatus, but, like, that's...
Yeah, I think it is.
That's exciting. Yeah.
And I think it's one of the first Pokemon kicked out in a long time of Ubers.
Since Mega Ray?
Asterisk, if it gets kicked out, but it's gonna, like, whatever. It's gone. It's way too wild.
The Gen 8 survival rate of suspect texts has not been high.
Yeah.
Nothing in OU has survived yet.
If Uber is doing a suspect test, there's a reason. Like, the last thing was Mega Ray Quaza.
Didn't they want to do Shadow Tag at some point?
Maybe?
I don't remember if they did or not. I remember it being a thing that they were talking about.
When Mega Gengar was still around.
I don't remember if they ever went through.
Yeah, I feel like I remember that. But I think this is the last, or rather, this is the only other like individual Pokemon. And it's only the first of two. Because I imagine as soon as this one is done and Zacian's out, it might be another month before they start the... Calyrex Shadow Rider test.
Inevitable Calyrex.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, if you're not having to run counters for Zacian, which you probably have to run two of on every single team,
mm-hmm.
it might open up the availability for Calyrex counters and checks to exist that aren't countered by Zacian. Like, for example, a Tyranitar is a lot healthier up here without Zacian threatening to Behemoth Blade it any second.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's fair.
It's possible that Calyrex is much more manageable once Zacian's gone. But we'll have to see. That one I'm a little bit more mixed on. Zacian I totally understand, though. And
yeah.
Yeah, with Intrepid Swords just busted.
It is.
And what's its attack? Like one base 174 or something like that?
Something.
Before
something
it
absurd.
Even gets the ability activated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's absurd. It's dumb.
Yeah. And when you can't
and
Dynamax anymore to
God.
Absorb a hit and hit back, it's too much. Now it's officially too much. There's no way to stop it now, other than Quagsire.
Like Sigma said, if we're talking about the health of Ubers based on your existence, like, obviously you're a problem.
Uh-huh.
It's been good, Zacian. I hope you have fun. You can make people go play Anything Goes.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm.
For real. We might have a time. Think about this. We might have a time that neither of the box legends are in Ubers.
Oh, Zamazenta, you poor thing.
That's wild. I only just put that together right now. If that suspect test happens for Zamazenta crowned in OU and it sticks, what are we doing, folks? So yeah, that's where we are with Zacian. It's probably going to go. If you want to play with it, kids, you've got 3 days, so have fun. And then we'll touch base next month on where Calyrex is and if it's still around. And the biggest problem with Calyrex, like the Ice Rider, it's very good still. Like, that is stupid bulky. It's fun to use, but the opportunity cost of using that species clause
over
on Calyrex, that versus Shadow, it just makes it not worth it at all. There was some talk of that being an OU because people thought that it might be bad enough, but then they did some calcs.
No.
When you live every hit, it doesn't matter if you have 50 speed.
You will get a kill.
Choice Band Urshifu Wicked Blow couldn't kill a psychic type.
Jeez.
You'd get your Trick Room up and then you could start sweeping it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to BSS GS Cup.
That should never touch OU. For about 10 minutes, I thought, you know, maybe. Then no. But yeah, that'll be fun. If Calyrex Shadow goes, maybe Ice Rider will really take off and both crank the speed down of the tier as a whole and just be kind of more fun, more bulky. Who knows? We'll find out. We'll see. Another thing that is better off in Ubers than it has been in a long time is Palkia. And that is purely for two reasons, and that is the Hoenn Legends. Because it checks Kyogre, which is running rampant, and it is no longer counter-checked by Primal Groudon because the latter doesn't exist.
It was pooped.
Yes. It was poof.
It was removed from every Uber's team. It's fine.
Uh-huh. Bopped it. No more Primal Groudon as the primary Uber. There was time where they were thinking of banning that thing because it was on every team, and it rightfully so. It was very, very good.
But that and Duskmane. My goodness, last gen.
Just get your Eviolite Psyduck. Problem solved.
Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
No solar beams. It survives. One hit KOs with Hydro Pump. Easy peasy. Easy.
Why didn't we have the forethought?
Why wasn't he in Ubers? I have no idea.
Psyduck, the counter, the ultimate counter.
I mean, you could do it with Golduck too, but there's no fun in that.
Yeah, exactly. That fake psychic type can't get anything done. Another thing that's popping up and has been catching a lot of traction, and I imagine will only continue to keep going after Zacian is gone, is my good friend Clefable, because Crown Tundra brought in the ability patch, which made soft-boiled legal with cosmic power and unaware specific, not with cosmic power, with unaware until, you know, Gen 9 when we have the moveset reset. Game Freak.
Wait, is Eternatus still on the tier or was Eternatus kicked out?
Nope, Eternatus is there.
Oh, I'm surprised.
He's fine. He doesn't do anything special. Like, he's just there.
You have to get that. You know, Clefable has to run away from that thing, but there are counters to that.
No, that's fine. I mean, that all makes sense. I just assumed that it was gone for Clefable to rise, but that'll be fun.
I'm sure once, if Clef can get to like a plus one or plus two, I'm sure it'll survive and be fine.
This is true.
And unaware is very good.
Yeah.
So you can't, they can't counter set up on you. Mind you, if there is something that has stored power and can do that, then they have, then you have a problem because that kind of breaks unaware. But yeah, that's something that's rising. I imagine that Quagsire will have a pretty hard drop off once Zacian goes away because that's kind of sort of the only technical counter to that Pokemon. Ditto might start to fall off too, but Calyrex is very good for it to transform into, so maybe not.
Because it can smack its own Shadow Balls back at it, right?
Exactly.
Or I guess Spectral, whatever it's called. Not Shadow Balls, but that Spectral...
Spectral Assault? Barrage? Barrage.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, that one. That nice thing that's 50% stronger than Shadow Ball. Yeah.
For no setback other than PP.
Yep. That nice
It gets spread and doubles, too.
Good God.
Yikes.
That'll be interesting when they open up those formats for it.
Interesting is a good word. So that's Ubers. That's more than we've talked about Ubers for a long time. But
something finally happened. It happened. They did a suspect test. There's conversation to be had about the future of the meta because it's not defined by this Pokemon probably anymore.
Exactly. I'm so proud of them. Anyway, moving down, we are moving to OU, which...
OU!
Yeah.
Also is experiencing a huge meta-defining moment.
Yeah.
Better place.
Thank goodness. Urshifu, single strike, is gone. Finally, everybody can stop complaining about Clefable Toxapex being on every team, because Urshifu is now gone. Things are freed up. Balance and offense alike can finally survive.
Oh, I'm excited.
Praise the sun.
Toxapex about to go down hard because now Landorus and Garchomp are on the rise. Toxapex doesn't do much against them.
Nope.
And I am not a fan of Toxapex, although my Togekiss is a big fan of Toxapex. It has so much fun with Toxapex on the field.
I hate that a lot.
Goodbye, Urshifu. You were fun. You were overpowered. You somehow managed to last like 7 months. I don't know how he did it.
I don't know how Cinderace took it before it did.
Right.
Twice.
There were more pressing things, I guess. But I think the Cinderace should have been second to this because that was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Because now Cinderace is fine. Like,
yeah.
I think most people probably understood Cinderace is fine once we get Intimidate. Like, once Landorus shows up, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's been happening.
And the birds, quite frankly.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Zapdos is here.
It's relying on poisoning the Zapdos to push through it. And it only gets like 8 chances and it can't really take a hit from Zapdos all that well. So Zapdos is a good counter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we knew the answers to Cinderace were coming. Like now it's just fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of similar with Magearna too, for the most part, between Heatran and things like Moltres and even Galarian Slowking, which we weren't expecting. But that keeps Magearna in line. Let me tell you.
Yeah, Landorus, Garchomp, like all of those things are just decimating it. So it can't do its normal shenanigans, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still run
one. I think that Cinderace and Magearna are pretty good and pretty balanced right now. Magearna maybe could be deserving of a suspect later. That's what people seem to have on their radar, other than Spectrier.
Yes. Which
is, you know, Shadow Ball on a stick. It's fine.
For something with...
That's most likely the next one.
5 offensive moves, something like that. 5 damaging attacks, something ridiculous. It's a problem because you basically forced to either run Mandibuzz or you're forced to run a Shadow Ball Blissey because that's a thing now.
Yeah. You can count on one hand the Spectrier counters.
I feel like the 130 speed was the mistake with Spectre.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not the move pool. The move pool was well thought out. The speed tier.
Yeah.
Speed tier could have used a little more thought.
Honestly, Grim Nay was kind of nuts, too.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's just Moxie. It's a special Moxie, but a Moxie.
Yeah. I mean, but still, like, between... We're seeing that as a problem with a lot of the things banned from OU. Between Magearna, the Ultra Beasts like Naginadal and Faramoza. If you have a move that you... makes foddering something off to get a safe switch in irrelevant, that's going to be a problem. And when you have ghost type attacking, that's even more of a problem because it not much resists it.
Unfortunately, that's not as much of a problem in their formats, in Pokemon's formats. So
precisely.
They just don't care. Like, you do a couple switches in a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the game's over. Like, they don't care about it as much.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
whereas in a six... Six-mon match.
We used to text your team onto the Pokemon of the episode not that long ago. It was okay. It didn't do all that much.
It had Tail Whip.
It successfully used Tail Whip in the game at one point, and that was a proud moment. But it wasn't really doing much. And then Glastrier is fine unless Trick Room is active, in which case Glastrier is very good. But it's flawed.
I mean, they made a good Ice type. I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair point. Fair point indeed. But yeah, I'm expecting Spectrier to be the next suspect in OU. It's probably about time, and I'm kind of on the fence on it. I think it might be a little bit too much because I'd like to not have to run a dark or normal type. Thank you.
And it's going to get to be more of a problem too, because at least with Urshifu, like running Blissey was a risk because you didn't want to have to be Blissey can't do anything against Urshifu. It just dies. But now Blissey's safe from the panda. And so it's even easier to run one of those on your team because Mandibuzz is kind of a roll compression for both. You could survive both with Mandibuzz, but now you can do it just fine with Blissey. Plus all the rocks, hazards, teleport, pivoting. It's a lot.
For sure. The only other thing that might be taking action soon, but it probably won't be a suspect test. The council might take action on Sandveil. Which is
that's
weird.
Fine. I don't care. I don't enjoy evasion.
Yeah.
No. Just
in a lot of tournaments recently, a lot of people have been doing Sandveil Garchomp, holding a Bright Powder on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, use evasion claws and just kill it. It's like,
yeah.
We're adding Sandveil to evasion claws.
Yeah. We're not banning Garchomp by proxy anymore. It's got rough skin. So.
It's only Garchomp that, like... in OU, right, with that ability. I don't even know who else gets the ability. It's so unused.
I'm sure there's other things, but...
Or Sandslash, probably.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they're not good, but people just hate RNG and games they should win being lost. So if all of your normal moves are suddenly 72% Focus Blast level accurate, then...
And we all know how
much
that
misses. And now
that
Garchomp has ways around it. Like, Scale Shot now makes that nuts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a lot of things with Sandveil. Holy moly.
Yeah, but.
No, I mean, they're not good. I mean, you said Sandslash, and he's probably number two on the list in terms of quality.
Wow.
What? You don't want to run Sandaconda or Palosand with Sandveil?
Yeah. Perfect.
Diglett or Dugtrio?
I forgot Palosand gets it.
That's because it's a hidden ability that's garbage. It's fine.
If they ban Sandveil, can Diglett even be OU?
It has Sand Horse still. It's fine.
Okay, good. Sorry, Diglett. You're too overdone. Two of your abilities are banned.
It's like, why not? In that one, when Shadow Tag was banned, and why not couldn't do anything? Was in Ubers by proxy.
Yeah. How goofy. Oh, well. But I think the tier is very freed up, even more from the Urshifu ban, in ways that we haven't even really touched on. Like, psychics and ghosts can exist,
open.
For example.
Slowbro! He's back.
Yeah, your bread and butter.
Dragapult gets to live again. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Other than, well, it's kind of a Spectrier check, other than Scarf Spectrier, which is its most common item. But, yeah, I'm imagining there's going to be a surge in Bisharp. Quite frankly, because that's kind of a Spectrier check.
Yeah. I mean, he can take a shadow ball decently well enough. You're Force of Spectre, you're out. You get to knock off spam. Obviously, Defiant, when that comes into play, is a big deal. Mm-hmm.
It also hits Clefable pretty well, which will probably start running more mixed defenses now that it doesn't have to run full defense for Urshifu.
Yep. And Clefable doesn't obliterate Bisharp the same way it obliterates Urshifu, so it can actually sit in on a Clefable a little bit, which is nice.
Especially if you're AV. I imagine AV Bisharp.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
But it's probably going to be the standard Swords Dance with black glasses. So,
also a good set.
Oh, well. Yeah, very good set. A couple Pokemon are going to just drop off the radar, though. Those are probably going to be Buzzwole for the first, because now there's nothing that it really counters other than just being a general physical wall.
It was only here to wall the scary broken things.
It really was. Like, really. Like, Zygarde, Kyurem Black, and Urshifu.
They all got kicked out.
They're all gone now.
So Buzzwole probably makes the drop. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a bug fighting.
He might drop to UU.
And that doesn't usually have a home in OU.
Yeah, not really.
Not with Fairy and Fire.
Mandibuzz might drop off. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Mandibuzz will probably always be relevant just because people like those type combinations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
That's a lot of things for a team, too. So, like, Mandibuzz will probably be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make it.
Yep, for sure. But overall, I think that the next biggest core that's going to come out, and the one that I've seen get the most hype, is Blissey and Slowbro together.
Yep. I can buy that.
And that'll be crazy. Like, they have good resistances between the two of them. One covers physical, one covers special. They can teleport all over the place. One of them's got rocks.
That's what I do now, except it's a Chansey. That's my exact defensive core. I went from Tangrowth to Slowbro. I mean, I'll always stand up for Chansey because I like Chansey a lot, but I understand Blissey's probably the better choice.
Yeah. Especially now that Ferrothorn's going to see a surge because, again, Urshifu bopped it. Ferrothorn's going to see a surge. Spikes are going to come back all over the place. So you might want to get them boots ready there, McGee.
Nah, I'm just going to get my flamethrower Togekiss and make everyone's life miserable.
Why Togekiss? Put it on Slowbro. YOLO.
I'm running Slowbro with Ice Beam right now because so often I get led against Garchomps and Landorus's that will do rocks. And then they'll Swords Dance, and then they'll explode to try to deal with my defensive wall. So I've been having that happen in my Tangrowth a lot. They'll Swords Dance, they'll put rocks up, and then they'll explode and try to take my Tangrowth with them. I hate it.
Wow.
So
that's why you switch Spectre, right?
Yeah. I've done that before. They quit the match that happened, and it was very entertaining.
Well done. Very well done. But with them, the one of the best third things to run with that core is going to be Corviknight. I expect Corviknight's going to come back hard and strong, which is another reason that Mandibuzz is going to drop.
This is true.
They fill similar roles.
Yeah, because Corviknight's biggest issue was that it didn't have enough defense to stand in on Bandit Urshifu. It wasn't strong. I mean, you could do some chip damage with Rocky Helmet, but it couldn't stand in there on Urshifu. And even if... It doesn't matter what stab attack Urshifu hits, Mandibuzz dies in two hits if it's banded. So,
It
or not Mandibuzz, Corviknight, I mean. Yeah. So Corviknight took a drop off. I mean, obviously, like, things like Skarmory were popular, so, like, that impacted it, but its inability to withstand banded Urshifu was definitely a difference maker.
Right. But with the surge of things coming, like Rillaboom and Kartana, that's going to be a deadly, deadly core, especially with to counter the Blissbro. Corv is gonna come back. I'm telling you what. Zeraora might have a surge. We might see that hover around OU a little bit. It's still very good in UU, but it might pop up to OU for a little because it does a good job dismantling that core. So
yep.
We'll see. Gastrodon's getting some hype again. Just because Toxic Spikes are coming back hard and fast and it can heavy duty boots to get in. It can kind of stop Magearna, sort of. It could definitely stop Nidoking. It's getting some hype in the forums. I don't think it'll last, but it'll probably make it rise a tier or two.
I'm excited when the water grounds pop in for a hot month and then they disappear. It's just fun seeing them pivot around. Yeah. I mean, we haven't had much there since, like, Seismitoad fell apart. Seismitoad lost all value in, like, a matter of a day, and it disappeared, and nothing's really risen since. So yeah. I'm excited for
Gastrodon. Swampert was kind of hype for a little, but that's it.
Yeah, the rocks and flip turn is big. I mean, I still see it because Rillaboom was having a hard time as of late being useful. So it was doing a really good job because Rillaboom was obviously the best grass type you could use, and Kartana wasn't having a great time, but maybe that changes.
Maybe. Finally, the other, from as far as tier changes, Galarian, Zapdos, and Regieleki are now officially OU for the moment, but if you ask me, I think the only reason they are is because people just blitzed Heavy Offense in order to get voting requirements for Urshifu. So
Regieleki is not viable OU long term. It's just not. I mean, if it takes any sort of rise, people are just going to respond by carrying Landris even more often, and then it's useless.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Zapdos could do okay, especially with Glokin.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so that is OU as a whole. It'll be interesting to see what is next on the suspect radar. We'll keep you posted.
Yep. It's got a little ways to go, but it's almost there.
I think it's got one more ban in it, and then we can do the Zamazenta test.
I'm excited for that. Just a little. Can Zamazenta heal? It can't heal, can it?
No.
Okay.
It has rest.
Other than that,
that's how it heals.
It can't even rest Chesto.
Like every other Pokemon.
Yep.
Nope.
So that's fine.
Can't body press either.
Yeah, it can't body press. Okay. Like, of all the Pokemon. Of all the Pokemon.
That's all it needed. That's all it needed. We might have talked about it in Ubers if it had body press. But no. No, it's just kind of garbage.
Oh, man, I was looking at that move pool.
Yeah.
Gross.
My best move is Close Combat, which lowers my defenses. I am the shield Pokemon. Such a goofy choice. Anyway, let's hop down to our last tier, and the one that we picked the team of the month from, UU. So, biggest thing that happened there was Blaziken was banned. I think that happened between last Battlecast and this one. I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't
remember.
Might have happened at the end of last month. I don't remember.
Actually, no. I think it
had
just been
far
banned.
Enough fall. Considering this was banned into Uber's last generation, like it managed to fall to UU is its own surprise. Like
it didn't.
This is as far as it could go down.
This is why we retest things.
Yes. Yes.
Like flat out. I mean, this is why we retest it, because it's garbage.
He might have a spot again though with Urshifu gone. There might be a little opening for him, especially if you talk about this Corviknight coming back into play. Like then
while
maybe
possible
has a role.
While possible, Slowbro's also surging, so...
This is true. It gets knockoff, I guess, but yeah, it's not really winning the Slowbro fight.
No. Best thing it can do is have Tapu Koko Thunder Punch. That's the best it can do against it. But that's a lot to do, and very telegraphed. Oh, well.
Yes.
One weird thing that's going on in UU is that people are, first of all, very happy that Regieleki is out for, you know, a month. Because I remember talking about this a couple months back. They were considering doing something about screens. Because Ninetales Alola is down there setting screens. Grimmsnarl's down there setting screens. And then Regieleki dropped down there and was doing the same thing very efficiently. Mm-hmm. So they were considering trying to figure out some action to take. So a couple months or so of Eleki not being down there doing it, they're going to appreciate that before they actually have to, I don't know, suspect tech screens, I guess? I don't know. It might happen, because UU is wild, and they've got a lot of lethal things, especially after taking a lot of things out of the UUBL area.
Yep.
So, one turn can make something go berserk. Absolutely berserk.
They only gained a couple of things the last month, so it's not like the... But losing Eleki, like, change the whole tier, I guess.
In a way, yeah. It didn't mandate a ground anymore.
This is true.
And it probably brought it from being as hyper-offensive down a little bit. But yeah, so that's the thing that's on the radar for UU at the moment. Not really much else is. It's fairly stabilized at the moment. Some things that are kind of a little bit more flavor of the month, though, is Crocodile is catching a whole lot of momentum because it can do so much. Like, it's... Looking at it, it's such a cool Pokemon. It does so many things. It roll compressions rocks on it, intimidate, choice scarf, moxie if you want to be bloodthirsty. Yeah, Crooked Isle's wild. And it's got that dark and ground types, which are very, very valuable.
Yeah, it's a good combination. I mean, and that was a 91 speed stat, so it has like a nice little niche in its speed spot.
Yeah.
Spam those knockoffs, those hurt. Earthquake always hurts. I don't know what it's called. I don't think it has great coverage moves, but it's not bad.
I think it's got Stone Edge typically and a Fang move.
Yeah. I'm always nervous when you're running a Fang move. That's not usually a good sign about your move pool.
Very commonly, I've seen Knock, Earthquake, Stone Edge, and then Rocks with a choice set of some sort. Scarf Rocks feels bad sometimes, but when you have Crooked Isle that can do kind of everything, it's fine.
Oh, it gets Superpower, and it gets Close Combat. I didn't know it got Close Combat. That's
nice. Yeah, it gets Close Combat now. I forgot about that.
Eat that, Steel types.
Yeah. Because Earthquake wasn't enough, I guess.
I guess I'm specifically thinking Ferrothorn, who isn't even in this tier.
Take that specific Pokemon.
Maybe disregard me. It can Scale Shot, though. That's actually kind of interesting.
Really?
Not that it's like that much. Yeah. Makes sense. It can Dragon Dance? Maybe not. I might be thinking it's crafty.
No, I think you're right.
It's a lizard. It's a lizard.
A Whiskash can Dragon Dance. That thing has to be able to Dragon Dance.
I was talking for Scale Shot. It's a lizard, so it can Scale Shot.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't see Dragon Dance.
No dance. No dance. You're wrong.
No. But it can Scale Shot.
No dancing crocodiles, though. My nightmares can continue to exist as only nightmares.
I like Crooked Isle. I keep looking at him for like so many different draft team compositions. But I can't make him work. There's always something that's wrong with him. He's like,
oh, I got a stat boost.
He got a stat boost this generation?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Generation 5, it had 70 defense, and generation 6 onward, it had 80 defense. They buffed it immediately. I didn't know that.
Good for it.
Good
for it.
Huh. Learn something new every day. Look at that. We've gotten all three Puckle Plus shows in. Battlecast, TCG Cast, and Trivia. All in one.
Yeah.
So another flavor of the month is that Tangrowth has overtaken Amoongus as the regenerating grass type of choice, possibly because it just has higher special attack, so it can actually do things back more effectively. And it's a really darn good Assault Vest user / Rocky Helmet user.
Don't trash Amoongus's attack stat. It's better than Talonflame.
I mean, that's a bar. That's a bar that has a certain height, and that is very low.
Wait, Amoongus has better attack stats than Talonflame?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Uh-huh.
I did not just learn this today.
I think Gastrodon does, too.
I thought Talonflame was 80. Oh, God, it's 85.
And Amoongus is 80.
Oh, God. So stomping, someone won a league match last year with stomping Tantrum Amoongus. I think it was Dell. He stomping Tantrum'd a Salazzle of all things. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, it was off of a modest attack stat.
Oh my God, that's its second best stat. Oh my God. Amoongus, what are your stats?
What are you?
It's lots of HP. Lots of HP.
My whole world's been shaken. I just assumed Amoongus had like 20s. No.
Joke's on you. But yeah, Tangrowth, I think, has 110 special attack or 100, one of the two.
Something like, I think it might be 100 attack. It is a good
Everything's 100s except for like, the last two.
Yeah, except for speed and Spideff. Yeah. Like, Spideff is garbage.
Speed is like 50, Spideff is 65, I think.
Maybe HP is mad.
HP is really big.
100, 100, 125, 110, 50, 50.
125? Okay. Oh, that for defense.
Yeah, that defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
He a bulky
boy. Wild. And it's mostly cool colors, so it's good in my book.
Yeah, I've always been a Tangrowth fan. I'm good. I'm surprised it's not an OU right now. It might go back up now that...
I actually didn't know it was an OU. I've been running it for the last couple months as my Urshifu resistance.
Yep.
I'm used to it being the thing that sits in front of, like, Landorus, but I guess without hidden power, it's just not as exciting anymore.
Yeah, it can't really do much back to a Landorus other than Giga Drain and just kind of do that forever.
Yeah, it used to be able to just sit in front of, like, Landorus and Garchomp and say, ha 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 ha.
That's Slowbro now.
It also can't touch a Ferrothorn anymore, so that's something else, too.
This is true. No hidden power fire to address that.
Yeah.
That's true. Another thing. I mean, it's not as bad off as Magnezone, but that hurts.
Yeah. Magnezone.
won't miss no you, Pokemon sucker. Has fallen from graces so quickly.
Yeah. All right. Other than that, things that are actually dropping a little bit. Gyarados is dropping because Zeraora landed in UU. And
yeah, that kind of makes it hard for Gyarados.
It really does, because it's required to run Jolly to outspeed it at plus one, which really cuts back.
I imagine Lecky wasn't a fan either.
And can't even like intimidate it because you can just always Volt Switch for the 1-8 KO. Who cares about Plasmafist?
Yeah. Well, probably Grass Knot does a number on it too. Gyarados is thick.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, buddy.
This is where we made the spoiler quite early on about Quagsire coming up and being a counter to Zeraora and pretty much everything it can do other than, again, Grass Knot. It's UU, guys. Countering Zeraora here. And
does it take a Grass Knot okay? I feel like Gastrodon took a better Grass Knot. Am I wrong?
Gastrodon does take Grass Knot better, I believe, because it weighs less.
I guess, but also as anti-sweep, I guess Quagsire works too.
Yeah, and I think bulk up Zeraora is more popular here.
Okay.
And that Quag makes sense. Don't care.
Quag don't care.
Quag don't care about either of those.
Quag don't care.
I see your defense is higher. I don't care. I will earthquake you anyway.
And you will die.
Maybe I will toxic today.
But as far as Zeraora, one other thing that people are doing, if you're confident that you don't care about Gyarados outspeeding you, you can just run Adamant Zeraora and beat the crap out of things slightly more efficiently. And because Zera has such good coverage, you can bring Blaze Kick to bop the Scizors that are very, 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 very popular in UU. And you resist Bullet Always Punch.
I hadn't considered Adamant Zeraora because I was just, obviously when it was OU, it had to be Jolly or Timid because of Dracapult and that one different is it one in speed tier?
It's one base speed, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean it had to run max speed before. So it's interesting that it can make better use of its okay attack stat, because it wasn't like that great of an attack stat.
Yeah, it's higher than Tapu Koko. No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's lower than Tapu Koko, but higher than Tapu Koko's special, which is what it cares about.
Yes.
I think it's 112.
It is 112.
Zera. And Tapu Koko's is like 95 for special attack.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. That's almost as wild as Amoongus' attack stat.
Amoongus is only 10 less than that attack stat, or that special attack stat.
Yeah.
Amoongus, how are you so good?
Oh, my.
And it has spore. Spore.
I mean, yeah. Even then, like, Amoongus is also seeing use in, like, OU and stuff like that, obviously, because it's good and it has cool typing. But I've seen it with Assault Vest carrying Spore because you know you're going to get knocked off. So when you're knocked off, you Spore.
Fascinating. It's good to have, like, a throwaway knockoff absorber.
Yeah.
That can also regenerate. So you don't even care about the initial damage.
Yep.
Fascinating. I like that.
Yeah, it's wacky. But yeah, so that is all of the tiers. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be back at you with a fun UU team that we came across. So stick around, we'll be right back.
And now for the flavor of the month.
And we're back with a UU team that we found in the UU Team Bazaar. Take Azelfie posted this. And if you listen to Puckle, we like the team, buddy. You probably don't, though. We'll see. but yeah, we saw the team. We really like it, so we wanted to highlight it on here. It's a fun UU team. So go ahead and start us off, McGee, with what seems to be the primary thing that he based it around.
Yeah, so we're centered on a Salamence doing normal Salamence things. He's got heavy duty boots, so he can pivot around a little freer. Moxie is the ability so that we can start really steamrolling here if Salamence takes off. Jolly Nature, so we get our, I think it's base 100 speed all the way to the max. And correct. Then 252 attack.
Yep.
Dragon Dance, so we just use one of those and we're probably off to the races. Dual Wing Beat, Outrage, Earthquake. Great coverage, great firepower. Any of those get a KO, Salamence gets really, really scary really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Easy dual peasy. Wing Beat Salamence is something I didn't expect to be so good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same thing with Dragonite when Dragonite was popping around. Like, the Dual Wing
Beat. I was going to say, it's a slightly weaker.
It's just nice for some of these flying dragons to have, like, a usable flying move that isn't Hurricane or Air Slash.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm happy for them.
That said, Salamence got Hurricane.
Salamence gets what? Sorry?
Hurricane.
He does, and he has a usable special attack stat. I think it's closer to around 100 still.
110, yeah, craziness.
Ooh, yeah, so that works. So Salamence is scary. Physical Salamence is always very scary. But if they have a physical wall, no worries. We have a Toxtricity with the choice specs. Punk Rock, because that's the real ability. 252 special attack, 252 speed, Timid Nature to make the most out of that mediocre 75 speed stat. Overdrive, because it's the best electric move. Sludge Wave, because it's the best poison move. Boom Burst, because it's the best move. And then Volt Switch, because sometimes you need to pivot around because we're choice specs and we don't want to be locked into something too long.
Yep.
Easy peasy.
Very good. Like I said, if we had a Pokemon of the episode, it would apparently be Toxtricity. So here we are.
It good.
It good. It mucho good. All right, so the next two Pokemon are more of a supporting cast. We have Jirachi with a Choice Scarf. Obviously, the ability is Serene Grace. Max Attack, Max Speed, Jolly Nature. Go as fast as you can with that Choice Scarf. And the moves are Iron Head, and who cares about the rest? I mean, Iron Head, U-Turn, Fire Punch, and Trick for the last one. Jirachi doing Jirachi things. If you can't win, flinch him to death. So,
you know,
Jirachi
is my Togekiss of UU. I do like you, Jirachi.
And that Trick Scarf can be lethal against the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's the Jirachi on to supporting cast number two. We have Tangrowth holding a Rocky Helmet to crank up that residual damage. Ability is obviously Regenerator. EVs are max HP, max defense with the extra thrown in special defense, because why not? It's got a relaxed nature with Giga Drain, Knock Off, Sludge Bomb, and Sleep Powder. So,
yay. Yep. A defensive Pokemon
that can be annoying with putting things to sleep and knocking items off over and over again. It's great.
It is. Let's move on to the last two. We have Seismitoad holding Leftovers, Water Absorb. Max HP, 188 in the defense stat, with 68 in speed, because apparently that outspeeds the popular Scissor speed stat, as well as like a max speed Azumarill, who cares?
Yeah.
Bold Nature, no attack, stat, or zero IVs in attack, Scald, Earth Power, Toxic, Stealth Rock.
Super straightforward.
Good times for Seismitoad.
This brings me back to Dracovish.
I was going
to
say,
it's the Dracovish show.
Everyone's used to this.
Post-Dracovish stress disorder.
Yep. And then last member of our team is Entei holding the Choice Band with the Inner Focus ability. Max Attack, Max Speed, Jolly Nature with the extra points in Special Defense. Sacred Fire, Extreme Speed, Stone Edge, and Bulldoze.
Hooray.
Yeah, Entei loving a bunch of things that it got this generation.
Yeah.
Namely extreme speed and the regular move pool.
Oh, I thought I had extreme speed before. That's a new addition?
No, it was locked to Adamant. It was locked to Adamant.
Yeah. Oh, and but shiny, now, okay. Right?
It was an event move.
It had to be shiny too, right?
It had to be shiny. It was locked to that. Flare Blitz was also on the same Entei. And it was required Adamant.
Yeah.
It's like many things changed this generation. Now it can have Inner Focus. It can be a Jolly Nature. Life is
mm-hmm.
great.
Yippee.
Extreme Speed's in the regular move
pool. Yeah. As is Sacred Fire, I think. You
so
can
you
just
don't
learn
even need
that.
The event. Yep. It also got, I'm pretty sure it got Flare Blitz via TR now, too.
I think so. Yeah. That sounds right.
Entei's love and life. Entei's love.
It's a very good fire type. It's a very good fire type.
Yeah. It is the most improved fire type of this generation, maybe.
All right, so that's the team. We're pretty sure, and by his description, it's based on the Dragon Dance Salamence, and the rest is to support it cleaning up. And, yeah, that is the team. It was a lot of fun to read over, and it had some of the big Pokemon that we talked about through the episode today. And, yeah, if you like what you hear, there's plenty more Puckle things to listen to. There is the other shows on Puckle Plus, like the TCG cast that we accidentally advertised at the beginning, and the Trivia Game Corner show that we also accidentally advertised, and we talked about Crocodile getting a stat boost. So check those out on Puckle Plus. If you aren't subscribed already, we also have a main show that talks everything Pokemon on regular Puckle feed every Monday, as opposed to every Thursday like these ones. And something else that I wanted to throw out there is that with the streaming schedule that we've been working on, if you would like to tune in next Thursday, that is January 21st, 2021. Our friend here, Mr. P. McGee, will be doing some online streaming with you guys, checking him out on Twitch and such. And you're probably going to be doing like OU laddering or something like that, right, McGee? Or just whatever strikes your fancy?
Yeah, I'll probably play around with this team for a little bit. If people want to battle me that are interested in that, I can probably play around with that too. We're just going to have some fun, try to keep some interest. We haven't done enough, I think, OU content outside of Battlecast, so I'm trying to get some more Smog, or at least general Smogon content going on. So we're going to have some fun with that for a couple of hours on next Thursday.
Yeah, so tune in on Twitch. That's The Puckle Podcast. Twitch.tv/ThePucklePodcast. You've got to have the V in there because we goofed. On Thursday, January 21st, 2021. And you'll get to see P. McGee and maybe a couple other friendly faces doing some things. Other than that, if you like the show, there's plenty of ways to support us. You can do the Patreon thing if you're able to. And some other links that are in our show notes, like TeePublic, I think, is still alive. Other than that, join our Discord. That is where everything happens. That's where you can hang with us, hang with other people who are just as delightfully nerdy as we are, and you can talk Pokemon for days. It's also where our Draft League is happening, if you're interested in talking about that. And until next month, when we talk about all sorts of different things that you guys have been asking for, I have been Seth Vilo.
I have been P. McGee.
And I have been R. Sigma.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time.
You guys know what comfies are? Not the Pokemon.
No, that's I don't know what they are, actually.
They sound familiar, but I don't know off the top of my head.
They are hideous, first of all. However, that said, they are possibly one of the more comfortable things I have ever put my body in. Here, take a look. I could fit 3 people in this thing. I threw it in the Battlecast thing.
Oh, God.
So I'm sitting here recording a podcast in that, the warmest I've been in my life.
Oh, my God. I feel like I saw a commercial for one of something like this at one point in time, but I could be wrong. It's like you're wearing a sleeping bag.
You basically, and it's the best thing in the world. This is going in the post-show little bit. Everyone, this episode is low-key sponsored by Comfy. It's not really, but go out and buy one. Because they're amazing. It'll change your life. Ugh, wild.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.